Drink, Smoke, Snort, Stroke. Written by Willie DeWitt. Read by Willie DeWitt and David Downs. To my daughters, Mahu, Lizzie and Frances, come on in. The water's fine. To Joe, not bad for an ex. To Charmaine. Lastly, to David. You know why.
Preface. To whom it may concern, I have known William McGehee, a.k.a. Willie DeWitt, for 35-plus years, and in that time he has become a close friend. Don't lend him your favourite CDs, keep an eye on your sister when he's around, and you should be okay. He's now mostly house-trained. Is that what you meant by introduction, Willie? Okay, sorry, as you were. I'll change it a bit. I met Willie in the 80s when he was touring with Funny Business, and he likes to think that he influenced my career choice. I am thankful he is wrong. We worked together off and on over the years, but it was 30 years after we met, with both of us facing life-confronting medical diagnosis, was when we really became close. It was touch and go there for a while for Willie, but he's fought through. I had terminal diagnosis, but it's not a competition. Mind you, if it was a competition, I'd win. Over the past 3 years, I've marvelled at his tenacity and grit as he doggedly tapped out this autobiography and exposed his deepest thoughts and struggles, hopes and fears. When we first started talking about the idea of a book, Willie's speech was still slurred from the effects of his shocking stroke, and the idea of him writing it himself was out of the question. To be honest, I only brought up the idea of writing a book as a joke, but he misunderstood me and got quite into the whole idea, so I thought we'd better follow through. I started by recording him talking, with the idea that I would have to act as his scribe, but as we talked, the anecdotes emerged, and it became clear that Willie wanted to tell his story his way. He typed with one finger and emailed it to me in disjointed, out-of-sequence chunks. But as the story developed, and so too did Willie's health improve, and thus the whole tale unfolded. And what has emerged is a raw and honest account, told in Willie's own voice. I put the book into some sort of logical order, and thanks to Jeremy Sherlock for the structure suggestion. Other editors and I, thanks Woodsy, have attempted to smooth out and structure the text, but we've left it predominantly in his own voice, his hilarious, sometimes manic, often stream-of-consciousness voice. Willie's addictions also extend to weird grammar and especially ellipses, but you'll learn to love them as I have, maybe. Thanks for sharing in this tale, and like me, marvelling at how we still have Willie with us. If only he would give you back my Talking Head CD, it would be a genuinely happy ending. David Downs, 2022.
Introduction.
I had a brilliant idea. To overcome my ongoing battle with depression, I'd become a drug addict. Drug addicts never get depression because they're drug addicts. Hello? But what to choose? So many options. Cocaine? Nah. Been there, snorted that. I mean, look at Michael Jackson. He put so much coke in that his nose fell off. Wait. He did so much plastic surgery that his nose fell off. Better. Followed by his ears, a cheekbone, then eventually his whole head. But he lived on for another 2 weeks. Tragic. And no one knew. So cocaine was out. Speed? Nah, been there, dry humped to that. Heroin? Nah, I made a deal that I never put a needle in my ass. However, it was much better when I put a needle in my arm. Then it came to me. Of course. Christianity? Boom. Christians never get depressed because of Jesus. With just his pan-fried snapper, endless cheer butter, mini rolls, and God. Then it came to me. Of course. Meth? Double boom. And the rest, they say, is... 4 years on, having survived a major stroke, depression, alcoholism, and drug addiction, it was suggested to me that I write a book of my favourite cocktails. Inappropriate. But the whole book idea began as a way of me being able to tell my story. In my words, words that were not possible in the first 2 years, and 65,000 one-handed typed words later, here we are. My story. From Mormons, high rollers to low ballers, famous names you can mention, infamous ones you can't, my 11 years on Radio Hodaki, the live comedy shows, TV shows, music, meeting Mick Jagger, Meatloaf, Jimmy Barnes, John Cleese, and the Wiggles, it's all here. I think. My memory's a bit hazy. It's not a triumph over adversity type ending, but it's not far off. It's a no-holds-barred recounting of my life so far, with all its ups and downs, but I'm here to tell the tale. Appreciative, grateful, alive. Enjoy. Willie DeWitt, July 22nd. Oh, and one more thing too. I've got David Downs to read the main part of the voice, because he's cheap, can I just be honest? Really cheap. And quite frankly, that's quite enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?